Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Shh. Don't even try to fight it, darling. I used a paralyzing curse on you before I woke you. You can't move a muscle right now. Can't speak. And it'll wear off soon enough. Oh, and don't worry. Your wifey is here sleeping blissfully for the first time in a long time. Pain-free and paralyzed as well. Under a deep, deep sleeping spell. But I paralyzed you because I just needed to make sure that you were listening and not distracted by trying to run away from me. You're probably wondering why. What is this beautiful woman doing, keeping me restrained and paralyzed? And why does she look so familiar? Well, I'll tell you why I should look familiar. I've been dream walking into your dreams the past week, starting to worm my way into that pretty little head of yours. I've been watching you, reading your thoughts, and you are quite the naughty boy. But this is what drew me to you. You see, I'm a succubus demon. I can take human form, as you see me now. My true form only comes out when I'm in my home, down in the abyss of hell. But I am a particular kind of succubus, one of extreme perversions. I feed off the arousal, evil acts, and orgasms of pedophiles, rapists, and murderers. Children's pain and terror gives me life and sustenance. And you are chock full of extreme perversions. Sure, you haven't acted out on anything, but that's why I'm drawn to you. As a succubus, I can smell and sense when a human is deep in fantasy and perversion inside their head. And I could sense your depraved fantasies like a moth to a flame. And this is when I started watching you, reading your mind. And this sissy dick right here, it craves sick and twisted things like pedophiles, child rape, pedo cum. You're already hard, I see. This is why I like you, sissy. You're depraved and turned on by extreme perversions, the exact things that feed me. And the reason I'm here isn't to just molest this cute little sissy dick while you're paralyzed, although it is entertaining for me. The reason I'm here, though, is to see if you're worthy of being my imp demon, my lower succubus demon bitch. And I think you have potential, sissy boy. You are highly perverse. That filthy imagination of yours is delightful to me. I think we could have a lot of fun together. And more importantly, you could make me more powerful. Since I'm a high-ranking demon goddess, I don't have the time to collect all the pedophiles and rapists' essence needed to truly sustain me. And this is where my imp comes in, creating pain and terror in children, seducing nasty sex offenders and collecting their seed, being my muscle, if you will, and the vast playground of extreme perversions. You would be valued, treasured, feeding off the terror of children and pedophile cum the same as me. And I've been searching for someone like you for ages. Some men have gotten close to fully transforming and initiating into my demonic slavery. But here's the thing, why they truly never made it. They were all weak bitches, not extreme enough, and I will test you, put you through tasks to prove your perversion and worth. I do think you have what it takes, darling. Don't make the mistake either of thinking you and I would be equal. You will truly be my bitch, a valued and treasured one, though. Constantly fed and fulfilled with perversions beyond your wildest imagination. But hear me now. If you're going to be my bitch, I'm not going to have some weak ass bitch. And this is why I test you and why the other ones did not make it. They were too weak. I'm looking for a bitch, not a weak bitch. So now, you might be wondering, what happens to my human form, my wife, these animals in your house? And it's very simple. You sacrifice your life, your soul, your wife and animals in exchange for an eternity of depraved acts, submission, the love from me, a succubus. And let's not forget that as a demon imp, you will experience sexual lust and hunger at levels you've never even dreamed of. You think you're horny now. You just wait. And you think you have stamina now, sissy? As a demon, it's literally possible to masturbate all day, come so many times you can't count, and never be satiated. You will have levels of seduction you can only dream about as a mortal. It will be impossible for men to deny your lure and seduction. And on top of that, I think you're going to really like this detail. My succubus imp takes on a feminine form. No longer will you have this body of a man, this adorable little penis and balls and body hair. You will have a voluptuous, demonic body, a shape-shifting tail that can transform into a throbbing, penetrating shaft and a leaking, spell-inducing cunt between these legs that will turn a man into an empty shell, no longer able to speak or function, but his cock will rise, ready for you to pump his life-sustaining essence out. Even just one drip of your succubus imp cunt will turn a man into a blubbering, empty goon. The nectar of your demonic piss is an elixir of seduction that is so powerful and mind-numbing to any mortal man or body. So how does this sound, sissy boy? Are you ready to take a dive into immortality? Living a life of immortal perversions that you often finger stroke this little dick to. Taking on a form of feminine seduction and corruption. Serving me and making me all powerful. All you have to do is agree to give over your soul. Your wife and pets, they'll be found dead after you leave, passing the most peaceful death, and their souls are guaranteed to move on to and live in a better place. No more pain and suffering for either of them. So, I will remove your paralysis spell and have you answer me. So what is your answer, my twisted sissy? Will you be mine and serve me in the abyss of hell and immoral perversions? Good answer, my sissy bitch. I will give your wife and pets the kiss of death, forcing their souls into a realm of infinite peace. And for you, we will begin our initiation. Now, before I truly make you my demon imp, I need to test you. See if you, even in your mortal state, can handle the corruption I will force upon you every single day. And you might be wondering why we're here in a church right now. Well, it's because this is the devil's playground. That bitch they call God, he's as evil, if not worse, than the devil himself. Satan, my true God, and the one I answer to, he's a light bringer. God, Jesus, he's the true sick fuck. I mean, he has the power to stop terrible things from happening. The Holocaust, war, cancer. And what does he do? Watch the world burn, pretty much. If you become mine, my right-hand bitch in the abyss of hell, you will find that it's better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven under that sick fuck. This is a fact. Anyways, I digress. I'm not here to preach. The reason we're in a church is because this is the true evil ground on earth. And we're going to do a fun little task in here. Don't you see this precious little bundle of joy here? This is some baby I summoned here, and that's her 8-year-old brother there. I'm not sure who they belong to. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that they are going to be our sacrifice today. Our toys, a perversion, a tool for me to access how really twisted you can be. And as I mentioned to you, the pain and terror of children give me life and power that are so intoxicating. And you'll experience a smaller amount of that life force if you become mine. But let me grab this baby girl. She's a precious little nugget, isn't she? Let me just make this real for you, show you how strong this baby's pain can make me. Just going to remove this diaper and stick a finger right here in this little cunny. Oh, goodness, it's a tight fit. And I'm just going to scratch her inner cunning walls with my nail. That's it. Oh, God. Can you feel a stronger hold to me as I molest and hurt this little baby cunt? This is just a mere taste for me, darling. Now, you're going to throat fuck this baby's mouth. Can you do that, my twisted sissy? Can you fuck a baby's mouth for me? Well, show me. Use this little rape meat. And I know you don't even need to warm that little dick up. I can sense your arousal. I can smell it. You liked watching me molest her. So go ahead. Get that sissy dick out. And I don't know why you humans don't do this more often. Babies, they have no teeth. I would imagine that crying throats feel amazing sexually, and they can't tell on you. They're the perfect rape victims. Here we go, sissy. Rape her baby throat. And big brother, right over there, he's physically paralyzed, but he's being forced to watch every moment of this, and he's scared. I can smell it on him. How's that feel, sissy? How's it feel to put that penis inside of a child, a tiny little baby? Oh, God, yes, that's my good sissy. Don't fucking hold back. You're in the presence of a daughter of Satan, me. I don't allow weak-ass pedophilia. I'm looking for the sickest desires. Brutal rape, just like you're doing now. No holding back, just holding this baby girl by her skull and using her like the fuck meat she is. And you're going to fuck that child over there, too. I know. You like those little boys, sissy. I've been so pleased with your imaginations, the thing you jerk off to secretly. I have another surprise for you too, sissy. Oh, hello, father. Are you frozen in shock, seeing a man rape a baby here in your sacred grounds? Oh, you want him to stop? Well, why don't you come over here and stop him then? Watch this, sissy. And just like this, I can seduce this priest into a mindless goon. Look at him, sissy. Look at that erection in his pants now. Yes, pass my test and become mine. You will have the same power, seducing men, turning them into sex-crazed goons, and the best part, turning them into pedophile rapists. I actually love turning men that would never even think of a child sexually into pedophile rapists. It just makes the sport that much fun. Now, sissy, take that screaming baby off your cock. I want you to help this godly man get his cock out and use this infant cock sleeve on him. I want you to masturbate his cock with baby girl's mouth. And this will be your new life if you become mine, helping men rape children, not only serving me, but serving pedophiles, helping use children to be the cute little fuck meats they were meant to be. And damn, this is quite the sight. A priest in his uniform, his erect cock out, and my sissy ramming a baby's mouth onto his fucking cock. Oh, Satan himself would be so pleased. I hope he's watching, Daddy Satan. Look up at the priest Look at him. I want you to see how much arousal and sexual pleasure he's gaining from the baby's mouth cunt. That's feeding me right now, sissy. Making me stronger and arousing me. That right there, that weakness and extreme sexual satisfaction from raping children is what sustains me so fucking well. And you would feel the same as my imp, gaining fulfillment, satiating hunger, and arousal from rapist sick pleasures. Why don't you start choking her, sissy? Hold on to her neck while you're masturbating his cock with her mouth, but grip tightly. You're going to murder her for his cock. And murdering for me, of course, sacrificing her innocence for me. As Satan has taught me, it's better to strangle a baby in a crib than nurse unacted desires. That's my good sissy, giving in to my evil task, killing for me, helping a holy man rape a baby. This is your worship to me. I will be your new god, your evil, perverse goddess. I'll be the one you worship, fear, and pray to, your evil succubus goddess. Oh, yes, sissy. You did it. You made her die for his pedophile cock, a sacrifice and initiation. Hand me the child. And I now want you to offer your ass to the priest. He's full of insatiable lust because of my power over him, enough to make him participate in sodomy right here in his precious church. Show me how much of a faggot you are, sissy. A man under my succubus spell fucks harder than he can ever imagine. So prepare yourself. You're about to get brutally ass-fucked by this priest. That's it. Yes, take that throbbing cock, sissy. Sodomized in the name of Satan and your succubus goddess. Yes. Come here, little boy. Come join in our perverse play. Sissy here is bent over getting sodomized, getting roughly fucked by this priest, my little fuck puppet, moaning like a goddamn sissy, and I fucking love it. And you, my dear child, you're going to get sucked off by my little fuck puppet. Do you see, sissy? Even children can fall under a succubus spell. He's offering his little child cock to you. Take it in your mouth. Suck that young little dick like a proper fucking pedophile. Oh, God, look at you. Spit roasted pretty much, sissy. A child in your mouth and a priest in your ass and a church. You're such a good sissy. Yes, deep in the darkness of depravity, crossing so many lines, making your succubus goddess even stronger, more evil and powerful. And I'm sure you love the taste of that child, that stiff little pee-pee in your mouth. Hey, little boy, listen to my command. Piss in his mouth. Fill my sissy up with little boy pee. Yes, drink it up, sissy. Taste the piss of a child. Oh, yes, I can feel the throbs of your arousal tasting his salty little boy pez. Very good. Now, sissy, let me get our little sacrifice under you. Right here, our little baby girl. Well, our dead baby girl, right? I want you to piss on this baby. Shower our sacrifice with your nasty, perverted piss while getting anally fucked and sucking off a boy. Yes, that's it. A snuffed little piss whore. Oh, good sissy. Yeah, so much piss for this little girl. Oh, she's all messy. I'm just flexing my muscles here for you, sissy, showing you what kind of power a succubus has, the ability to make a man do anything, really. And for my final trick, you're getting flooded with boy sperm in your mouth and priest sperm in your throbbing used hole, both at the same time, because a succubus can snap her fingers and make a man come. And here it comes. Your goddess will force that succubus life-sustaining cum into your eager, perverted fuck holes, your first of many little boy cummies to taste. The first of many, many nasty puddle loads in that sissy pussy of yours. This is your new life, sissy. A cum-guzzling pedo whore serving a demon goddess and pedophile rapist, feeding off children's piss, cum, innocence, and fear. My little sissy pedo cock demon, you will be literally starving for cum and piss. Very good, sissy. Filled holes and properly used. No man has ever made it this far, I have to say. Snuffing an innocent little baby, getting anally pumped by a forced fag, and sucking off a child all at the same time. I think I'm ready to make you mine forever. There's just one more thing, though. One of the best delicacies for a succubus is virginal blood. And it's also the liquid that, when consumed in front of me, will turn you into mine, exchanging your mortal soul for an eternity in hell with me. So, I'll leave it up to you, my devoted sissy. Do you want to necro-rape this baby? Or be a pedo faggot and rape this boy? Your choice. As long as you rape them hard and make their rape hole bleed for me. Oh, you're going to be a pedo faggot? Very well, sissy. Take your little boy, spread those little legs, exposing that little asshole, and take it. I want you to spit on that little boy asshole and fucking rape him. Yes, there you go, sissy. You're going to come inside of a child, making that little rape hole bleed for me. Make it hurt, sissy. Rape him fucking hard. Oh, there you go, you pedo faggot. Look at you. You are throbbing hard, full of arousal. I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it so much, sissy. You were so fucking turned on by this boy being balls deep in a little child, a little 8-year-old boy raping him. Yes, there you go, sissy. Keep raping him. Keep raping this little boy. Yes, I see you looking at that little child cock just bouncing from your fucking rape. You can touch it. Yes, sissy. Get fucking nasty. Yes, molest that little child cock while you're raping that asshole. Oh, God, you're going to explode in that little kitty asshole, aren't you, sissy? Yes, I want that pedophile cum rammed into that little fuckhole, that little 8-year-old asshole. Oh, yes, I told you that pedophile cum makes me so fucking aroused. Yes, it feeds me, it brings me alive, it makes me more powerful. And you, God, you are a sick fuck. I can feel it. Rape him harder, sissy. Rape him harder and come inside of that little rape hole. There you go, sissy. Right into that little anus. Oh, yes. So much cum. Look at that. Oh, God, sissy. Yes. Ah. How's it feel to finally rape a child? You didn't last very long, but, you know, I don't blame you. A first time fucking a child? Quite pleasurable. Now, you know what to do, sissy. Get your face down between that little boy's legs and lick up that bloody, cum-filled hole. And you're mine. Yes, there you go, sissy. Without hesitation, lick up that virginal blood, you fucking pedo faggot. Now you're my pedo faggot, aren't you? Mine forever.